I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Peace talks between Israel and Lebanon come to a close. What will happen next? Then stick around to learn about a Bible translation tool that you can use too. Our first story today, Lebanon and Israel held a seventh round of talks in Rome this week amid ongoing Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon and Hezbollah's refusal to disarm.
Which is somewhat interesting, right? Because Hezbollah, supported by Iran, is the one at war with Israel, whereas it's the Lebanese government that is negotiating the Israeli government for their withdrawal.
Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the talks dealt with Lebanese prisoners held by Israel, proposed pilot zones and military operations.
And if those peace talks succeed, there will be another pilot zone launched in 2 to 3 weeks.
Pilot zones involve villages within Israel's so-called yellow line.
Basically, the pilot zones are a test. Israel would withdraw from small areas that it has occupied in southern Lebanon. The Lebanese army comes in and fills that vacuum. And then the Lebanese government would bestow its leadership and control over those areas.
Heart for Lebanon supports displaced people in Jesus' name until it's safe for them to return home. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. Thousands of refugees in the Democratic Republic of the Congo fled one crisis only to find themselves in another. Many people have gone to internally displaced person, or IDP, camps to escape militia violence, but they are among the places hardest hit by the recent Ebola outbreak. Stephen Hale with Aviation Ministry MAF says,
because of the conflict in the area, there are approximately 20,000 displaced people that live right in Bunia in camps.
MAF has a ministry of food, teaching, and language learning programs, as well as counselors for displaced people.
That is continuing during the outbreak, which is quite remarkable.
Ebola spreads through contact with bodily fluids. IDP camps have very poor sanitation, making them particularly vulnerable to the disease. The government controls the burying of Ebola victims, sparking attacks and unrest.
It also, I think, just paints the picture of how terrible this disease is, not just for those that fall sick with it, but for the family members that then have to see their loved ones carried away by people in white hazmat suits, never to see them again.
MAF flies in needed medical supplies to help fight the outbreak. Pray for the safety and success of workers in IDP camps serving in the name of Jesus. Find how you can provide support at missionnews.org. And having the right tools makes any job easier. Unfolding Word just created an entire toolkit for church-centric Bible translators. Unfolding Word's Mark Flood says,
Foundations BT is really sort of a header term for a growing library of open licensed, just-in-time tools, training, and resources. It's not necessarily one thing so much as it is a suite of resources and tools.
The translators they serve need the tools for groundbreaking work.
The aim is to equip the global church for Great Commission work, and in this case, specifically for Bible translation among the unreached.
The first tool makes Bible translation approachable.
It's an animated story about a fictional Tano people group who learned to translate the Bible into their own languages. It's utilizing a narrative storytelling format to lay these foundational principles in place.
Additional tools build on the first, guiding believers through a streamlined process from basic to advanced. Learning how to understand, translate, and check is essential.
Each of those principles has quite a depth of expertise that you can mine. But if you can simply grab a hold of that framework as a baseline, you've actually gone a long way towards improving your translation.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our Gideon's 300 and stand in focused prayer for the Middle East and North Africa. Get weekly resources, connect monthly on Zoom, and lift up 23 nations with believers worldwide. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the banner ad to get signed up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.